here's some new releases. Trying to figure the plot out the new releases, and they blow.
Welcome to Binge Views, BingeMedia.net's weekly new release review show with Chad C. Hi, Chad C.
What's up, man?
I was up in the kitchen. I was making a wonderful lunch. I was all very excited about it. And I got all my stuff together on my plate, and I walked by the clock, and it said 11:54, and I was like, fuck, don't I have to do something at noon? So now I'm having lunch with you.
It's beautiful. I just had my morning coffee, so it's a lovely brunch date for Binge Views.
Very intimate around here. Lots of big stuff going around BingeMedia.net right now. I guess announcements soon to come. A lot of good stuff going on, but we got new release reviews from Chad C. We got three new movies this week. Although there was five. What were the two movies you didn't watch for Binge Views?
It's like a faith-based movie called Same Kind of Different as Me. Mm-hmm. And Tyler Perry's Boo 2, A Madea Halloween.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you stay up late and watch the movies that you do watch. Now, well, do other people stay to watch, like, would people watch Boo 2 last night?
No one watched that one last night. That was totally skipped, so.
Okay.
Although that's projected to be the number one movie this weekend domestically, so it kind of says it all, so.
Yeah. That's kind of fucked up.
Pretty fucked up, man. Pretty fucked up.
All right, well, you got three that I'm somewhat interested in. One more than the others, three new movies. Again, randomly, bring them to me, sir.
Sure. So, well, why don't you tell me which one you're the most excited for, and we can start with that one.
Okay. Well, it's not me that's excited for it. It's my kids are excited for Geostorm.
Okay.
Now, I'm excited to hear what you have to say about it, because I don't know if I should be bringing my kids to see it. Okay, this is what you need to know about my youngest son. Fucking fascinated. I don't even know if fascinated is the word. Obsessed with tsunamis.
Okay.
He fucking, it's a tsunami this, tsunami that. He sees clouds, he's like, that looks like a tsunami, this looks like a tsunami, what if a tsunami comes from the fucking Detroit River? It's all, like, the worst questions ever about tsunamis. He thinks we're gonna die. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm gonna die cutting the lawn, because I fucking hate it, and it's the worst thing ever, which I have to do right after this show. He's positive we're gonna die from a tsunami. So, when he saw the trailer for Geostorm, fucking fascinated, and he had a million questions. He's like, well, why they control the weather? I'm like, well, apparently in the future they make things to, and he's like, well, why is the weather bad? I'm like, I don't know, something goes wrong, I'll have to see it. He's like, why do they six tsunamis? I'm like, why are we being attacked by everything? He's got a million questions about Geostorm. They're fascinated with the trailer, watched it 1,000 times. We watched the Geostorm trailer more than we watched the new Star Wars trailer. I'm not even lying about that.
Damn.
Okay.
It's intense.
So,
well, I mean, that's a rational fear. Sure, don't want to die by a tsunami. I mean, I don't want either.
Well, of course, no one wants to die by a tsunami. But we're not going to get a tsunami from the Detroit River. I tried to explain that to him a million times, but anyways, he's 9, by the way. He's 9 years old.
Okay.
Am I bringing him to see this?
This, I mean, it's PG-13. There's not a lot of anything that's too bad, I wouldn't think for him. So yeah, I mean, if you want to waste your fucking money, then bring him to this. But this is actually a trailer. I did not watch a single trailer for this movie. Mm-hmm. The only thing I've seen for this is that like still shot of like the six tornadoes, you know, coming down from the sky.
Yeah.
I really don't like Gerard Butler. I'll just preface this review with that. I don't know if I really like him in anything he's been in.
Mm-hmm.
But so the whole plot of this movie is it's set in 2019 after like a lot of multiple disasters have hit Earth and, you know, have wiped out a ton of people.
Mm-hmm.
So multiple nations band together to like make this defense system It's nicknamed Dutch Boy is the name of it. And it's, yeah, so it controls the weather, essentially can, you know, fix that. And it's led by Gerard Butler's character. He's the, you know, the main, he heads up this team to do that. So then it's a couple years later and all of a sudden stuff starts going wrong. So Gerard Butler is tasked with going back to, you know, to kind of figure out who is sabotaging and what is happening and why all of these natural disasters are happening again after this was supposed to be preventable. So yeah, that's pretty much the main plot of the movie. The other than that, that's, yeah, there's just not a lot of kids. This is like an Ammon special. This is tailor-made for Ammon, I'm pretty sure. The acting is just, you know, okay, so Dean Devlin directed this movie. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with his work at all?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know you are, because he wrote the screenplay for Godzilla 98. Mm-hmm. So, he, yeah, in the Universal Soldier movies, I mean, this is like Ammon's boy, I feel like. And, yeah, so, I mean, what questions you got for me? Because I don't have a lot to say about this.
All right, well, most of my questions are going to be geared towards, like, what, how this is going to fucking give my kids nightmares. Is it like, are the action sets big? Like, look at, for Dean Devlin movie, you know, we got Independence Day, we got Godzilla, we got, whatever. There's been some good action sets, right? Like, there's been good giant action going on. Does this disappoint in that area?
Yeah, I would say so. A lot of this stuff does not look, it looks pretty fake. I mean, you know, it's got a $120 million budget, so I don't really understand a lot of it, why it looks so bad, but it, yeah, none of the CGI looks great at all in this movie.
Wow.
I mean, just your basic cliches for this type of thing, you know, your cheesy one-liner stuff, but it's not even, like, fun. It's just a chore to get through. No, this movie's been pushed back so many times, too. Like, this was really, filmed in 2014, and multiple reshoots and all that took place, and it's been pushed, like, 3 or 4 times to this. And now it's coming out, you know, after all these terrible actual natural disasters have been happening, and they've changed the tagline from this movie. It was originally Brave the Storm, and so they thought that was in bad taste because of all the hurricanes and everything. So, yeah, it's not great timing by them. It's going to lose just so much money, too, so...
What I feel like you're annoyed with the writing and acting in this movie. My kids aren't going to care about that, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
right?
They won't. I guess, why wouldn't they? I can't relate to that. That's always the issue with me, because I have, yeah, I don't have kids, so I can't really relate to what they're going to dig. That'd be more your game, but no, I just don't have much to say about this movie. Some of the cast, you got Jim Sturgess, Abby Cornish, Ed Harris is in this, Andy Garcia is playing the president. There's a couple other smaller parts.
Is there any gruesome deaths or anything like that? Is there any did you cry?
There's your handful. Maybe they're in space, and you know somebody gets sucked out into the space, something like that. But it's not too gruesome by any means. It's nothing, you know, unwatchable for, I wouldn't think, for a kid, and nothing they probably haven't seen before.
How will they be feeling at the end of this movie? I'm assuming it's not going to be like at the end of a Rocky movie, like pumped up. But are they going to be like, like they saved the day? Well, I don't want you to spoil it, but I'm like, are they going to be like still like on edge after this movie, or is it going to be like walking out fucking like, that was awesome?
Probably walking out saying that was awesome. Okay. It ends with kind of a whimper. It's not, it doesn't end with like a, you know, super fist pump moment by any means.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do the tsunamis disappoint? Are the tsunamis really, like, because I'm looking at the poster. The poster is a fucking tsunami. Of course it is, because this is made for Ethan, apparently.
Yeah.
Do those disappoint? Is he going to fucking love the tsunami scenes?
Yeah, I mean, there's like one, you know, a couple minute scene of the tsunami. That's really all there is. There's a lot of gas lines that breaks. That's a big action scene in like Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. The tsunami is just one small scene. It's not like every scene is a tsunami happening by any means.
It's not Attack of the Killer Tsunami.
Yeah, no. That's the sci-fi movie next year, piggybacking off this. Or the Asylum movie.
will the kids understand what's going on? Like, is it really kind of like layman terms? Like, this is...
Yeah, it's pretty cut and dry. Yeah. He's got a mission. He's got to go up there, do that, and try to figure out who's trying to sabotage and why they're trying to do this to...
Oh, there's that. Yeah. So there's an actual bad guy? It's not just technology fucking up?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. There's an underlying. Somebody's doing this.
Awesome. That's awesome. All right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is Taylor Wright made for him, and I'll be pretty surprised if he doesn't love this movie.
Oh, I can't wait. No, I'm definitely bringing him tomorrow. All right, that's excellent and not excellent at the same time. I'm very satisfied with your review. This has got a 6.7 on IMDb. What now? Should we skip it, stream it, or see it, Jetsy?
This is a definite skip it for me, but if you want to bring your kids, then you go light your money on fire at the theater.
I'm going to pump the fuck out of this movie. I'm going to say, like, fucking Chad C. reviewed it. He says fucking tsunami monsters, and there's a bad guy, and he's fucking throwing tornadoes at the earth. It's amazing, and I'm going to pump it right the fuck up for them, so it's going to be an awesome day.
Hey, you might have a good time with it. Maybe bring the fam.
Well, no, popcorn. Jess will be like,
I don't even know. Yeah.
All right, what do we got next?
Let's do Only the Brave next.
Only the Brave. You and your natural disasters. All right.
Yeah. That's the theme for this week, apparently.
Nice. Okay.
All
right.
So do you know much about this one at all?
I've seen a couple trailers, Wildfire Right and James Brolin and a bunch of fucking firemen. It looks like... I don't know what the modern day what's the fucking Ron Howard's,
like, a Backdraft or
yeah,
Ladder
Ron, yeah, the modern day Backdraft, is that what it kind of feels like?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. So this is based off the true story of the Granite Mountain Hotshots. They were firefighter unit in Arizona. So, true story, obviously based on true story. The Josh Brolin, Jeff Bridges, Miles Teller, Taylor Kitsch, Jennifer Connelly, pretty good cast. And this is directed by Joseph Kosinski, who his other two directing credits are Tron Legacy and Oblivion.
Okay.
Like I said, based on a true story, so it's kind of hard to... So I don't want to get into what exactly happens. You could honestly look it up and see what happens. But this movie, I dug this movie. I thought it was pretty good.
Whoa.
The characters, it does pretty good, you know, character development. It's a 2-hour and 13-minute movie, so it gives you that time to actually, you know, get to know these characters. And there's actually quite a few, there's like a certain point in this movie that the tone kind of shifts and it goes kind of full comedy for a little while. Whoa. Which is kind of comes out of nowhere, which you don't expect. But yeah, everybody's really actually pretty decent in this movie overall. What you got for me? What questions?
2 hours and 15 minutes. At what minute does the fucking, like, shit go down? Like, how much backstory are we getting on all these characters?
So, it gets so touchy with, you know, true stories and what actually happens. So, yeah, I mean, they're fighting, you know, it's a lot of them training. So Josh Brolin is the leader of this unit. He's the superintendent. Mm-hmm. Miles Teller is kind of a burnout. He just found out he's having a kid. So he goes to this unit. He's got some like EMT experience. So he's trying to get on, and they have some positions to fill. Because they're trying to get promoted to the hotshot level, which I'm not super familiar with firefighter terms, but this is like a specific unit, you know, it's whatever. So, yeah, it's like him training and getting onto this unit, and Taylor Kitsch, his character, and the rest of those guys kind of give him shit about it, and, you know, it's kind of them messing with him, and eventually he makes the team, obviously, and Yeah, it pretty much goes from there. I mean, this is definitely centered more around Josh Brolin and Miles Teller, the two leads of the movie.
Okay.
Josh Brolin kind of sees some of his younger self in Miles Teller.
So, okay, so back to the original question. Like, when does shit start going down? About half hour? Hour?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so there's a smaller fire, you know, that they're dealing with and kind of that. But then the actual, you know, the climax of this movie is, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, last 30, 45 of the movie.
Okay. Now, you keep bringing up the fact that this is a true story and that. Did you know anything about this going into it, or did you read about it?
No, not a lot. I knew what happened. I knew, like, yeah, I kind of heard just, you know, this is, like, from 2013 is when this actually happened, like, the main thing that happens to these guys. I heard it in passing. I didn't follow it super close. But, yeah, I knew, like, what ended up finally happening with the whole thing.
Okay.
So that kind of skewed a little bit. I think this would be more, you know, emotionally, you know, for that. I mean, I still, even me going in and knowing that, it sucks. To the end of the movie, it's pretty depressing.
So they stick pretty much to the true story, like everything in this movie.
From what, yeah, I mean, I don't want to speak to exactly verbatim, but yeah, I mean, from what I knew about the story, yeah, that ends kind of how I remember hearing about it.
Is there like one of those fucking title card montages at the end showing the real people and the actors?
Yes. Yeah. And that's what the people I was watching with, they got a lot of like actual real similar lookalikes to the actual guys too.
Oh, yeah.
They did pretty well with the casting in this movie.
Well, that's good. And plus they got a good cast. So
like, yeah. And cast, one thing I couldn't get by too is Josh Brolin looks exactly like my fucking dad in this movie. Like just, to a T. Like, instant the first scene, I'm like, why does he look exactly like my dad? So that was kind of distracting to me the entire time, but...
Are people going to cry at this movie?
Probably. Yeah, I could see. If I watched this with my wife, which I didn't, I could see her bawling her eyes out at the end. Yeah. This is going to be... Yeah, your older middle-aged crowd's going to... They're going to fucking be very teary-eyed coming out of the theater.
What do you like?
I mean, it's a pretty sad story for sure. I mean, yeah, it's not no bueno.
What's better, this or Backdraft?
Dude, it's been so long since I've seen Backdraft. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't remember shit about that movie. Hmm. But I mean, I dug this movie. I thought it was pretty good. This is a definite see it for me.
See it
going in that. Yeah,
the rare see it.
What was that? I'm sorry, what was that?
The rare see it from Chad C.
Yeah, this is not like a top 10, you know, this is not, it's not like that, but this is definitely worth a watch. Yeah, it's good writing, good character development, you know, pretty much everything you want. Plus it's a true story, so yeah, I dug it. I thought it was pretty good.
What is this rated?
Oh, this is PG-13.
Also PG-13, so no gruesome deaths or anything too, no bad foul language. It's just a straight up story about heroes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Right. Saving a lot of lives. Yep.
All right.
It doesn't get too cliche either. You know, your typical, that's one thing I did like about it is that you think that, you know, that based on a true story, they're going to try to give these guys, you know, like, cheesy, you know, whatever here and there, but they actually avoid that, and I think it builds tension pretty well at the end.
Nice. I don't know, Geostorm sounds way better, but okay, what's the last what's the last movie you got?
We're gonna go with the snowman.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is directed by Thomas Alfredson, whose other two credits are Let the Right One In, which is fucking great.
Mm-hmm.
And Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy from a couple years ago, which is pretty dang good as well.
Okay.
This is his new movie featuring Michael Fassbender, Rebecca Ferguson, J.K. Simmons, and Val Kilmer, of all people. This, yeah. And I'll tell you, that Val Kilmer in this movie is something else.
Bad or good? What does that mean?
So here's the thing. I don't want to be a dick, but... I knew Val Kilmer had some stage of cancer, and I didn't realize that it was like throat or tongue cancer, but like what they do in this movie with him, like he can't, so everything's like dubbed over, like his mouth does not line up with what is being said, and it's rough. It is very rough. So, yeah, this is getting just absolutely panned by everybody. This is not getting good reviews by any means. The it's based off of a series of novels, I gather. I've never read the novels.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael Fassbender's character is, his name is Harry Hole. That's a real name. That's his name in this movie. He is a detective, kind of an alcoholic detective who is kind of in between cases, and he's looking, he starts, there's a murderer where he's at, and his calling card is snowman. He makes snowman, and so basically,
where are the snowmen? Like, where outside where he murders them? Like, what, I don't
know. It's pretty close to where the murders happen at, and the poster for this movie is one of the worst I've ever seen. The one on IMDb is not the actual poster for it. It's like this little like stick drawing of a snowman. It's like, Mr. Police, you could have saved her. It's really rough.
Ooh.
But it's, dude, this movie, it's so bad. It is so bad. It's like, this is almost one of those movies that you want to watch and like get drunk with your friends and just almost like, I even said it during the movie. It's like, this is almost like, Not quite as bad and as good. Good bad as The Room, but it's fucking, I don't even know what's going on in this movie. Like, the editing is so shitty, which, like, the whole thing is that the director's already thrown it under the bus, saying that he didn't get the film 10 to 15% of the script, and it is very, very noticeable. There's a scene in this movie where Michael Fassbender's, like, laying in his office, and he, like, pops up, and Rebecca Ferguson's character's, like, this new recruit, and he kind of goes out there, and they're, like, smoking a cigarette, and the first time they meet, and then like the next scene, they're like instantly like going at this case together. Like, it's just like so shoddy, and it's like we're like, you can't hardly keep track of what's going on. It's so poorly edited, which I don't even understand too, because the editor for this movie is Thelma Schoonmaker, and she's like the editor for all of Scorsese's movies. Hmm. So I don't know where it went wrong, but Scorsese actually was originally supposed to direct this movie, but he dropped out years ago, and he's just one of the producers on it. But what questions you got for me?
I'm very intrigued about this Val Kilmer voiceover thing. Are his lines voiced over by him, by Val Kilmer?
I honestly don't know, man. Like, it, when you first see him, like, oh, it is. It's just, we were just dying laughing like this the whole time he was on screen. Like, it's just so weird. I don't understand what was going on with him.
Because I'm wondering, like, maybe he was it worse when they filmed this, and then now he's got his voice back, and like a few months ago.
Yeah,
that's
a possibility for sure.
Okay,
I don't know, dude. It's something else.
I don't know. I'm. I know you're trying not to spoil it and all that, but I'm trying to pinpoint. It's hard to imagine what you're saying. Like, you got Michael Fassbender and a decent director who's done some pretty decent things, and you got a straight up like mystery, you know, thriller, like a who's the killer type thing, and he's got a fucking calling card. He built a snowman, whatever. That's silly in itself, but whatever. It still sounds like intriguing. It still sounds like, oh, well, that sounds all right. That's cool. And and then you're just saying it fucking is a complete disaster. It's just hard to picture how bad everything is put together in this film for you to fucking review it like this. It's weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dude, it's a mystery, dude. I just don't know what happened. Because, I mean, Fassbender, I mean, I think Fassbender's a really good actor. I don't think he picks the best movies by any means. Like, his IMDb is, his filmography is not too great. I mean, he's really good in everything he's in, but I mean, his last few, Alien Covenant, Assassin's Creed, X-Men Apocalypse, I mean, it's just some rough stuff. Yeah. Counselor, huh? But, yeah, dude, I don't know. I just, this is a very, I don't know, this is going to be like one of those couple years, go back and try to figure out what all went wrong. Because this is, this is not.
The acting's okay? Is the acting okay?
Yeah, I mean, Fassbender's good, Ferguson's good. They're all decent actors, and it's just, outside of, you know, Val Kilmer. I don't want to spoil anything with Val Kilmer, but just his scenes alone are so ridiculous and over the top, and this is just a train wreck of a movie, dude. This is all over the place. The CGI in it is so bad. there's like just random scenes that you're like, what is even happening? Like, what is going on in this movie? It's very baffling to me.
Hold on. CGI. Now, just the mention of CGI throws me off again. Like, I'm like, well, what the fuck are they CGIing? Is this a supernatural thing or what's going on?
So it's kind of in the trailer. There's a scene where somebody's decapitated and they show like them getting their face blown off with a shotgun. Like, it's kind of like a whatever. And then a snowman head is then placed on the body. And that scene is the CGI scene that is just like, oh wow. Like, it's one of some of the worst CGI I've seen.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, dude, it is this, like I said, this is like one of those, it's almost on the level of good bad that you just have to like just watch this and get fucking hammered and just like laugh, because I mean I was sober watching this movie and I was dying laughing, so yeah, I don't know, dude, this is a mystery. literal mystery, a mystery movie and a mystery how it turned out.
Wow, that's surprising. I had not heard any other reviews, but I'm looking on IMDb right now, it's 5.4, so yeah, I guess
it's, I think it has like a 20% or something on, 23 on Rotten Tomatoes at the moment. Garrett's been posting about it for the past week. I think he saw it a week or so ago.
And what has he been saying? I don't even know what he's been saying.
I think he was panning it as well. He was not a fan. Hmm. It's just, it's rough, dude. Like, do not, if this is, you can't tell, this is a definite skip it. Unless you want to just, like I said, get drunk with your friends and then scream it at home.
You should see what happened here. You get two skip its, and one see it, which is good, but two skip it. You should have watched fucking Boo 2. You should have watched Boo 2. It couldn't have been any worse than this movie, right?
Pretty much. You're not too far off, but I can't bring myself to do that. Right. You wanna give me a raise and then maybe I'll do that.
There's certain movies that have to pay you to go see it. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay,
interesting.
Right. All right, so what did I get out of this? I got that I can't wait to go see Geostorm with the kids, because there's a bad guy that makes fucking tsunamis, and that's the best thing ever. Only the Brave's going to fucking try to make me cry, and I will fight the screen to not cry. And the snowman makes no sense at all, but I kind of want to see fucking Fat Kilmer fucking dub over Val Kilmer lines. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, we could just make it like a skip it, stream it, see it, all three, cover them all. But because this, like I said, it's on the verge of that good bad that you've got to almost watch this to just laugh, because it's, you got to figure out what's going on with it and why, what went so wrong. So it's rough.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see if it's available at some point. Maybe I'll stream it.
When that AMG guy shows up with this.
That fucking guy. I think he's on vacation, too. All right. Well, that was another amazing show. What's coming up next week, sir?
So next week we have Saw, like 19. It's called just Jigsaw. It's another one of the worst posters I've ever seen for a movie. Suburbicon. It's the new Coen Brothers script directed by George Clooney with Matt Damon, Oscar Isaac. That looks kind of promising. Nice. And we've got All I See Is You, Blake Lively, Jason Clarke, and then we've got, there's one more. There's the other one. It's I can't even honestly remember off the top of my head. We'll figure it out, though.
Are you seeing all of those, though? The four of them?
We'll talk off air and see. I haven't seen the last few Saw movies. I tapped out after like four or something. So I don't know how well that we'll go. But Thank You for Your Service, that's the other one, that's the other Miles Teller movie, back-to-back weeks. Yeah, those are the ones. Well, we can talk and see what you want. I think Suburbicon for sure, though. That's a definite watch.
Yeah, I finally saw a trailer for that. Looks decent.
Yeah, could be good. We'll see.
All right, well, we'll figure it out and we'll be back next week. Jetsy, thank you
and see ya.